We're back here on 1410 KGRN, and we're excited because it's almost time for the Drake Relays. It's coming here at the end of the month, the 110th running of the Drake Relays. And the director of Drake Relays, Blake Bolden, he always stops by the plush KGRN studios. We get a chance to visit with him every year, and it's good seeing my own Fred Blake here on 1410 KGRN. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to be in Grinnell. And, Chris, it's always good to see you. Yeah, thanks a lot for having me today.
Yeah, excited once again for the Drake Relays. It's coming quick, April 24th to the 27th. It's hard to believe 110 years that this race has been going on, one of the premier, if not the premier, track and field events in the whole country.
Yeah, and really, as it has evolved, it's one of the most premier events in the whole world. You know, and this year, the International Association of Athletic Federations have made some changes to how athletes and teams will qualify for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. And we are really the first permitted meet. So we have an international permit, which there's only a couple in all of the U.S. and all of North America that have these IAAF permits.
Oh, wow.
And so I actually, this morning, on my way to Grinnell, was getting emails requesting a call from the Japanese Federation because they'd like to send a contingent. They've already got their visas lined up. I don't know if we'll have space for all of them, but I think we're going to see a couple Japanese Olympians at the Drake Relays for the first time in a while. So there's global excitement for this event.
What events would they send? I mean, I don't know if Japan doesn't.
See, you're a good journalist. You're trying to get the scoop here. You'll be the first to
know. There you go.
That's good.
Yeah.
So here in Grinnell, you'll be the first to know. Look in the women's long jump for a couple Japanese international Olympians. So it'll be a lot of fun to have that international excitement. But what, you know, we were talking off air, high school track and field in the state is underway, which really is, it's like in Iowa, you have a few things that are signs of spring. You know, you see maybe it's geese flying south or a little bit of geese robins coming home back to Iowa, and really the high school kids hitting the track. That probably happens even before the robins are out there. So last year, you know, we created those blue standards that really were meant to celebrate the very, very top athletes in the state. And when they accomplished these extraordinary standards that they could live at the track, or when you're there at a track meet, they could step off the track and say, wow, I got the blue standard. Really highlight the best athletes. Because truly, qualifying for the Drake Relays is the best of the best. And these standards were intended for about 25% of those qualifiers. So these are high, high level marks. And last year, the whole season, we had just about 130 individuals in the field events, on the track, and in relays attain one of these marks. This year, 5 days ago, starting on Monday, when I started the week, there were more than 50 already. And I mean, that's extraordinary. Last year at this time, I think we probably had less than a dozen. And it's a credit to certainly the coaching, the athletes' preparation through the winter, and Mother Nature's been a lot more kind so far this year.
So far. Keep our knock on wood.
That's right. That's right.
Blake Bolden, director of the Drake Relays, with us here on 1410 KGRN. The one thing that I like about the Drake Relays, you know, we cover a lot of smaller schools, and sometimes if those kids get a chance to compete against the larger schools, some people may not say that's fair, but I kind of like it because it gives you a measuring stick. It makes you want to have that desire to be the best. I mean, the one guy that I think of off the top of my head that we cover, Tyson Vander Linden for Linville Sully. He was the 1A state champ in the 400 hurdles. You know, you don't have that many kids that qualify in the 400 hurdles.
That's right.
Very slim amount that come to the Drake Relays. He made it last year, and he's going up against, 4A kids, you know, the bigger school kids. He's going to make it again this year. Right now, as we speak, he's got the second fastest time in the entire state in that event. And he's also expanded that out. He might make it in three events this year at the Drake Relays. It might be in the 100 and the 400.
That's
the
incredible.
Open four. And if they qualify for the 4x1, that's good. But that's an opportunity as a measuring stick to get you to go up against the big time schools? And how have you felt like that response has been like to see all the high schools going in one big meet?
Well, that's right. I mean, that's one of the things, one of the many things, but it really is at the heart of the Drake Relays. And what makes it special is, you know, so I grew up here and I lived in a small town, went to school at Clark of Osceola. We used to get our butts kicked by Grinnell and all the schools over on this part of the state. And I competed here in Grinnell and at the high school level and all over this area. And I just, Bondurant Farrar, being in a lot of different meets around, and an athlete like that, that's a 400 meter hurdler from a small school, that is able to win a state title and compete at the Drake Relays, they may not see quality competition. I'll say I was not that good, but to give you a sense of what I'm talking about, I won 20 straight races in high school, and I was never even good enough to qualify for the Drake Relays.
You need to face the top competition get you ready for the state tournament.
That's exactly right, and you get that really elevates not only your performance but the expectation for yourself, and to be there and know. You know, you're checking in, and the people that are there in that warm-up parking lot with the Mondo we have rolled down, the next event that's checking in behind you, or the people that are warming up for later, are a world record holder or Olympian, or they run at Iowa. You know, they're a Big Ten champion, or they're at Iowa State, and they've won the Big 12, or an all NCAA All-American. It really changes for everybody in Iowa what they dream of being possible, and I think it isn't... just specific to the sport of track and field. So when I've gotten to know Casey Blake, who is from Indianola. He went on to be a Major League Baseball All-Star.
Cleveland Indians.
That's exactly right. Had success with the Dodgers as well.
Right, true.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's not a Hall of Famer, but boy, I'd ask him for his autograph. I could probably have baseball cards with his face on them.
I've been fortunate enough to interview him in the past. So yeah.
Great guy. And
Iowan, born and bred.
That 100%. And to his core, back in Indianola now with family, daughter that runs. And he recalls the Drake Relays as some of his favorite memories. He was a 400-meter hurdler. He still to this day is on the medley relay that has the meet record for the boys. Because he is from a different era a little bit, where your best baseball players, your best football players, your best basketball players, they all ran track. And I'm hopeful that our coaches that coach in sports outside of track remember that it's important to be big, fast, and strong. And really and truly the best way to develop that in young athletes is through track and field.
I'll give you another. We're talking with Blake Bolden, director of the Drake Relays, with us here on 1410 KGRN. I'll give you another local area athlete who wants to win at the Drake, and that's Grace Martinson up at Benton. She's two-time defending state champ in the 100 hurdles in 3A. She finished runner-up, I think, in the 100 hurdles at Drake a year ago. She's going up against, again, the big schools, and she's a little bit hurt, injured to start the year. She's got a quad muscle injury to start the year, but her first goal is to get to – I just talked to her coach, Marty Tomei, the other day. Her first goal is to get back to Drake and win it.
Well, and that's what's exciting when an athlete like that, who she clearly knows how to win, an athlete that has the ability to win almost under any circumstances. They have a habit of winning, not just the ability to win, a habit of winning. If they get into this, if they get into the Drake Relays, you know, whether an athlete's been hurt or not, it's fun to watch, because then anything can happen. You know, if they know how to win, they have a habit of winning, they could be from the smallest 1A school in the state and graduating with a dozen kids, and they could be lined up with Davenport Assumption on one side, Sioux City Healing on the other, and Valley and Pleasant Valley and everybody, and you just can't count them out. And so that's what is unique. I grew up here in Iowa, but I lived in Indiana for the 5 years before I moved back, and there – basketball is that way, because right. We all remember that movie Hoosiers, where you see the small little town from rural Indiana take on the big city schools, and it becomes this legendary story. In Iowa, the only sport where that really exists is track and field, and the only time it happens is the Drake Relays. So you have a two-time state champion, maybe not at her best or at his best, at, you know, to start a season, but once they get into their rhythm, they get their fitness, they get that qualifying mark, you sure can't count them out when they get alongside the big schools.
I mentioned earlier Tyson Vanderlinden, and he's now going to get a chance to run on the 400 because you've added that event. Grinnell High has a kid, Joe Simon, who could be a potential kid in the 400. 800 is his best event, but 400 could be, he could be a Drake Relays qualifier. What was the decision? Why was the decision made to add the 400? I mean, this is the first time in, I think, about 10 years that you've added a high school event.
That's exactly right. It's really a significant time to add an event or even expand a field. But first, you know, having gone,
which you did both, you expanded the four by one.
Yeah. And I think that speaks to my commitment to Iowa high school track and field, and to the commitment at Drake University to that portion of our event, growing up in Iowa, you know, so the Drake Relays is 110 years old, as you've already said, but in that history, I'm the first ever Iowa native to be in this position. So the first ever Iowa native as the director of the relays. So I'm the first person to really know what it's like to have gone to school in Iowa and sit in the stands and watch this thing and not be running, but understand, you know, and a lot of my friends, whether they're college coaches, college athletes, still involved in the sport, have that same connection where we, as Iowans, first fell in love with the sport of track and field through the Drake Relays. And really, the Iowa High School State Meet, you know, I see you there every May. It is truly the greatest. I really do believe this, and I would have said this whenever I was living in Indiana or Alabama or Pennsylvania. It is the best high school state meet, and I really think that at the core of that, I mean, particularly once it became co-ed, and it's just this huge festival of track and field, and it's a celebration, and generally the sun's out, and it's just this great, fun event. But it's at the core of that is it's at the Blue Oval, and it's at Drake Stadium, and that is because of the history of the Drake Relays that now we host U.S. championships and NCAA championships, and it's one of, you know, three or four places in the country that are globally recognized as a home for track and field in America. So it's all very important and it's a lot of fun, but at the core of it is the health of the high school. So when I came to start my job, I really dedicated myself to listening and learning from the area high school coaches. And I can't say it was unanimous, but overwhelmingly, I regularly heard the need to add a 400 meters. And then, of course, there are, as you just mentioned, a couple standouts in this area. I think that's the interesting piece is it's a time where you can see hurdlers go, you know, a 400 hurdler goes to a flat 400. You see a short sprinter that goes up to a 400. Mm-hmm. You see an 800-meter runner that can go down to a 400. So there's some always interesting, compelling storylines. But before I really finalized this decision, one of the things that I was very disciplined and made sure I did was I looked back through the history of the event, the all-time bests, the all-time greats. Who were some of these people that the Drake Relays fans in the state of Iowa missed seeing head-to-head at the relays? And of course, star athletes like Tim DeWitt that had such a successful career as a Hawkeye, both on the track and in football, and then, you know, running a touchdown back in the Super Bowl. Adam Haluska from Western Iowa at Carroll, but had a great career as a Hawkeye. And then, of course, on the girls' side, the list is just as prominent, and you don't have to go any further than Natasha Kaiser, who ultimately set the NCAA record in the event. And this, for a century, Iowa high school kids have excelled at 400 meters, and we haven't got to see it at the Drake Relay. So
I know you would, and we were talking about this before we went on the air. Imagine what you would have done if you had it last year. Sydney Bellani, who set the all-time state record at Grinnell High at a early meet, and then which was like right, might have been like right around the same week of the Drake Relays. It's pretty close.
That's right.
And then she breaks it at the state tournament. I mean,
yeah.
And so you don't want to be left out of that.
Right. No, that's right. I mean, and we also don't want to limit athletes like her or like, I mean, she wasn't the only great athlete last year. Last year would have been, you know, the young lady out of Linmar would have loved to see those two go head to head at the Drake Relays. We saw it at the state meet and it was thrilling and exciting, but it would have been a different elevation or a different level of enthusiasm knowing that literally
they might have done it at the Drake Relays and then you would have seen the rematch at the state meet.
Exactly. Well, and at the Drake Relays, the athletes understand and the coaches understand, but what maybe is lost a little bit, it is truly the global spotlight in track and field is shining on Des Moines. You probably know this. If you apply for a media credential, they're not easy to get for the Drake Relays. We get more than 500 requests for a media credential for the Drake Relays each year, with more than 200, upwards of 300 credentialed media. State meet, there are a lot of great folks like you that are there covering it, local papers, local radio, but we're talking about all over the world, we have credentialed media, and they're in that mix zone. There's a buzz, there's a feel. So it doesn't just relate to the Olympians and the world champions. It permeates through the university division, the small college. You know, Will Freeman, who coaches here in Grinnell, sends athletes each year when it fits their schedule and when they're ready for that type of competition. So for everybody that gets a chance to be around that, it's just a special energy that brings out, in most cases, the best performances. So even in years, my first year, the weather was miserable. Like, we just got to admit it. It was mid-30s and raining really hard.
Yeah, a lot of high jump events were inside that year.
That's right. That's right. And here, what happened is the high school kids showed up and set meet records because it's the Drake Relays.
Right. Well, every year, it's a constant talk. We always talk about it with our local area coaches, who's gonna qualify for the Drake Relays. You know, you have that mark, and the qualifying date is April 17th. The race is April 24th through the 27th. We're kind of running out of time here, Blake. As always, when we talk, we could go for all day long.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
I just want to say,
yeah, go ahead.
Because we want to make sure that we're inclusive of not just the high school kids as athletes, but families, friends, supporters. For the first time in a generation this year, we're adding or reintroducing general admission tickets. So those are on sale now, and I know they're going quickly as we head toward our 54th consecutive Saturday sellout. So all that information is available at draketix.com.
Very good. So it's coming, and it's a big event every year. It's one of the biggest track and field meets in the country, if not the world. And it's the 110th running of the Drake Relays, and it's coming April 24th to the 27th at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Blake, it's always good to visit with you, and enjoy the relays again this year.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Great to see you.
Blake Bolton, director of the Drake Relays, joining us here on 1410 KGRN.